You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Sunday, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. I'm very happy right now. Steven Strom here, Marlins Rewind. Marlins win 12-1. They have absolutely beat the brakes off the Oakland A's, looking for the sweep this afternoon. But first, let's recap yesterday's 12-1 victory with our very own Kyle Seeloff.
Oh, what a big night offensively for the Marlins here at Lone Depot Park tonight. They win the series against the Oakland A's. Game 3 hanging in the balance tomorrow afternoon. They'll have an opportunity to sweep the Athletics. That after they crush them tonight. 12-1, the final score for the Miami Marlins. 12 runs, 14 hits. They do commit one error. They leave 11 men on base. And for the Marlins tonight, they were 6-for-19 with runners in scoring position. They got a fantastic start from Yuri Perez, who won his third game of the big leagues in five career starts, went five shutout, allowed four hits, a walk, five strikeouts. Steven Okert followed today. He pitched a perfect six before George Soriano came on. He was recalled yesterday with Matt Barnes going on the injured list. George Soriano collects his first career save after he gets the final nine outs in relief for the Marlins here this evening. So the Marlins beat the Athletics 12-1, and it was a historic day at the plate for one Marlin who makes a little franchise history. Luis Arraez went 5-for-5, and he also plated five runs for the Marlins today. The first time in franchise history that a Miami Marlin had got five hits and also five RBIs in the same ball game. But other big performances today, in particular by Joey Wendell, first multi-hit game of the season. He was 3-for-4, his first three-hit game since last October when the Marlins were in Milwaukee, a couple of days before the 2022 season ended. Jonathan Davis had three RBIs. De La Cruz was 0-for-2, but he had a couple of RBIs. Again, Arraez was incredible. Yuli Gurriel had a couple of hits as well. So taking a listen to the highlights from this ball game here this evening, Luis Medina started things for the Oakland Athletics. He worked around a couple of men on base in the first inning, but he was not nearly as fortunate in the second. With one out, nobody on base, Nick Fortes walked. Joey Wendell doubled, and that set the stage for the number nine hitter, the center fielder, Jonathan Davis. Here's a line drive hit fair over the bag at first, rolling down the right field line. Two runs are going to score. Davis is flying. He hits the bag at second. He'll be content with a two-run double. Here in the bottom of the second inning, the Marlins are out to an early lead again. It's 2-0. And following Jonathan Davis, he was already 1-for-1 today, about to be 2-for-2, Luis Arraez. Nothing and one the count, and the pitch is a line drive. This could be trouble. Left center field, base hit. Davis is going to score. Arraez is going to try for a double. Now he puts on the brakes. The ball is bobbled by Kemp at second. Arraez goes head first back into the bag at first. It's another run batted in for the Fish here in the second inning. They lead Oakland 3-0. So that was the third run in the second inning, but wait, they would get another. Jorge Soler followed with a single. A couple of guys still on base in scoring position. As a matter of fact, Brian De La Cruz put the finishing touches on a four-run second. Nothing at one. The count to De La Cruz. Here's a swing and a line drive into right field. Sinking fast. It's caught in right field by Laureano. Trying to tag from third. Arraez. Throw comes in towards the plate. It's bobbled by Langoliers. That's a sacrifice fly for Brian De La Cruz, and the Marlins lead 4-0. So they got four runs in the second. That would certainly be plenty today, but they would get plenty more in the third. The bases were loaded. There was one out in the third inning. He was already 2-for-2 on the day. Well, he was about to be 3-for-3. Again, Luis Arraez. Foot looked good. 2-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a ball hit in the air. Pretty deep center field. Ruiz was playing in. Going back. It's over his head. Over to the wall in left center field. One run will score. Two runs will score. Wendell is flying. It's a bases-clearing double for Luis Arraez here at the bottom of the third inning. And the Marlins have blown this puppy open at 7-0. It would stay that way until we went to the bottom of the fifth inning. By the way, Luis Medina only went two innings for the A's. Sam Long relieved Medina, and he was then relieved by Lovelady, May, and Ursek. But anyway, it was a 7-0 Marlins lead going to the bottom of the fifth inning this afternoon. We had a leadoff double by Joey Wendell in the fifth. Jonathan Davis was then hit by a pitch. And again, he was already having a terrific day. To this point, Luis Arraez was 3-for-3, but he would soon be 4-for-4 with runners at first and second base with nobody out in the fifth. and assisted them in their run to the World Series as Luis Arraez swings, hit the towering drive right center field on the run as Ruiz, he won't get there. The ball hits the warning track. It hops up over the wall. It's an automatic double for Luis Arraez. So Wendell will score. Davis will go to third. Luis Arraez is 4-for-4 today. So Arraez made it 8-0. And a couple of batters later, Brian De La Cruz would make it 9-0. It's a career day for Arraez, who's 4-for-4. The pitch to De La Cruz is hammered pretty deep right field. Going back, Laureano onto the warning track. He makes the catch. Davis will tag. He'll score. Arraez will go to third. The Miami Marlins lead 9-0 here in the fifth. And they would get plenty more today, but 9-0 through five. Yuri Perez, five innings of shutout baseball, gets his third win of the season. Okert pitched a perfect sixth, struck out the side. George Soriano came in, did not allow anything in the seventh. He did allow one run in the eighth. The Marlins also got three more runs in this ballgame at the bottom of the eighth inning. They got an RBI single from Nick Fortes. Jonathan Davis collected an RBI on a groundout. Again, the Marlins get three more runs. They also scored on a wild pitch. Fortes scored on a wild pitch with Davis batting, as a matter of fact. So Fortes scores on the wild pitch. He also drives home a run in the eighth inning. Marlins get three more runs in the eighth inning tonight, and they would go on to beat the Oakland A's by a final score of 12-1. For the Miami Marlins, they get their 31st win of the season today. For the Oakland Athletics, they are now 12-48. For the A's today, one run, eight hits, no errors, and 12 men left on base. For the Marlins, 12 runs, 14 hits, one error. They leave 11 men on base. Perez, your winner, now 3-1. Medina, the loser, he's 0-5. Soriano collects his first save in the major leagues this afternoon. Started this ballgame at 4:11. We finished it at 7:12. Total game time, 3 hours and 1 minute, in front of 10,649 here at Lone Depot Park on this late Saturday afternoon in Miami today. Again, Perez beats Medina, a career day and a franchise history-making day for Luis Arraez. Big day at the plate for Brian De La Cruz, along with Nick Fortes and Joey Wendell. For the Miami Marlins here today, they punch out 11, and that means that $275 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say after the 12-1 shellacking over the Oakland A's.
Skip, big day for the offense, decisive win. I know you don't get too many of these big victories like this. Just how nice is it just to see the bats come alive and get a win like this?
A couple guys had some really good games. Joey Wendell's bat has been really good of late. It's good to see him get going. Even the outs have been hard lately, so using the opposite field, lefty, righty, he's been doing a really good job. He's always been, the whole season, been good defensively. Arraez, obviously, a huge day, 5-for-5, and up and down the lineup, hitting it the other way, getting guys in, sack flies, just a really good offensive day.
For Yuri, I know you spoke a lot about him trusting his fastball, used it a ton today. Is that an example of what you want to see from him moving forward?
His fastball is electric. He's got good off speed. But the fastball, first pitch strike, I think 75% maybe of the first pitch strike with the fastball is pretty good. The off speed, I don't think he threw first strike, first pitch. But it just shows you what kind of fastball he can. He's one of the guys that can, you know, a fastball is coming and they know it and still get swing and miss or, you know, weak contact, whatever it is. And that's exactly what we were trying to preach. And he did a really good job today.
For Arraez, just what more can you say just about his consistency at the plate? I mean, the five hits are his first run, but also three doubles to be able to get into the gap and get some extra bases in there as well.
Yeah, I can't remember if we had a bases clearing anything yet this year. So pretty special day for him. Opposite field double, pole side double. You know, as a defense, you just don't know where to play. And because he just like looks where the defense plays and just hits it the other way. It's really impressive what he's doing. I feel like I keep saying that, but it's freaking June already and he's still doing it. So, I don't know what else to say besides just, It's surprising, I guess, because it's June and he's hitting like 390 something. But the work that he puts in, it's not surprising because of how relentless he is.
You were at the little gender reveal they had yesterday, I think it was, just to be part. I think he found out 2 days before that the baby was going to, you know, be a thing, and then the cycle. Now, day after, he has a career high 5 hits, 5 RBIs. This baby might be a good legend.
Yeah, it's a good day. I mean, good week, the whole thing. It's a good year so far. I mean, the whole three girls coming, and it's been a really nice start to the season, personally and professionally.
With Wendell getting going, Arise, and then Sanchez, the three lefties, to be able to start seeing those bats in the lineup specifically, to be able to get some things going with the left-handed hitters, just the value and the importance of that for the lineup.
Especially with Jazz out, we needed the left-handed hitters to get going. Sanchez has been on fire. Another couple good at-bats today, some walks, another hit. Like I said, with Joey Wendell getting going, Arise, you know, he's going to continue to hit no matter what. So having that either coming off the bench or in the lineup, that production is huge just because you can match up, and it's tougher to navigate on the other side when the bullpen's trying to figure out the lanes that they're going to throw in, and you have lefties and righties both hitting, then you have to pick your poison. It's really hard to match up like that. And so when you have guys going, you can actually manage, right? And put guys in the right spot to succeed. And it's been pretty fun the last, last month or so.
Going back to Luis Skip, I mean, obviously he's been compared to other great hitters for everything he's been doing in the last 2 months, but when was the last time you saw something like this, being that consistent, hitting the way he's been hitting for 2+ months in a season?
I haven't seen it, so I can't compare it. I mean, Albert had some really monster years, and there was power to different type of profile, different type of hitter. I haven't seen 400 through June or 390 through beginning of June. So I can't compare it. You know, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, Tony and Wade Boggs and stuff. But my generation playing, I don't remember a guy that hits like this. So you can talk about power and Albert and the guy that I played with. But Hanley, I think, had this monster month when I was in 2013, 350, and that felt like he was getting a hit every time. This guy's hitting almost 400. I mean, it's crazy. So I don't really have a comp, to be honest with you, because I've never seen it.
Soriano give you the 3 innings to close it out, just to be able to see the length from him and the production from him?
It was really good because it gives guys another day off. And to eat up those innings and be productive also was a confidence builder for him. Getting up, you know, over 50 pitches to build up that way was really good. He's thrown about 50 max down in AAA or down the minor leagues was his max. We didn't really want to go above that. And he did a really nice job of, you know, getting out of some big innings and not for us not having to get, you know, Braz in the game or whoever was, you know, behind him to, you know, get ready for tomorrow was really big for us.
What's the next step for him?
He wanted to go again and get it that sixth inning. I think some deep counts cost him. That's just what it is each time. So, yes, he's on a pitch count. We were going to go 90, 95. And he started that inning, I think, at 80 maybe or just under. And so he had a chance. And then he walked a guy, and that kind of was the dagger. So I wouldn't say dagger, but, I mean, that's probably what cost him. So that's the next step for him is maybe one more inning.
Skip, this might be nitpicking a little bit, but I think a couple two-strike hits and that two-out walks, so two things. In those situations, what did you see from him? And then also to be able just to shut it down right after that.
The two-out walks, it what cost him that next inning. So, I mean, you talk about what's, you know, the next step, it's the two-out walks. But he knows that, so it's not like it's, you know, hasn't been talked to him about. He doesn't, I mean, he gets frustrated because he knows that costs him, you know, later in the game and costs him in the fifth to get another inning. So there's always learning, teaching moments, how you can grow. He pitched really, really good But yeah, I think the walks ended up cost all of our pitchers extra innings. Yep.
Thanks. All right, that was manager Skip Schumacher. Let's hear from Yuri Perez. Another nice performance from Yuri. 5 innings, 4 hits, gave up no runs, punched out 5. Here's what Yuri had to say, translated by Louis Durante.
Euridis, how comfortable are you feeling establishing your fastball?
Euridis, ¿qué tan cómodo te sientes, más que todo con la recta, usando tu recta?
Bien, mi mejor picheo. Es el que controlo más. Cuando lo quiero, lo tiro, lo pongo donde yo quiero. So, me siento bien cómodo con ese picheo. Trato de hacer lo mejor de mí con ese picheo y más ahora que ahora tengo más confianza y la bola está corriendo más ahora que la primera vez, so me siento bien.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable using this pitch, being able to have a good control and with the location of my fastball, so I've been using it a lot. I trust my pitch, my fastball a lot, and then it's running a little even faster than before.
Your team gave you a ton of offense today, but also long time in between innings. How do you stay focused and stay warmed and ready to go?
Sí, el equipo te dio mucha ayuda el día de hoy, mucha ofensiva. ¿Cómo hiciste para mantenerte caliente durante todos esos innings tan largos?
Bajaba, tengo una bola ahí, bajaba y la tiraba abajo. Me mantenía caliente y estrechándome. El pitching coach me decía, ve, estrechate abajo y tira la bola. So, hasta que terminara el inning, luego salía normal y trataba de calentar bien también la lomita y mantenerme en el juego y mantenerme sano.
Yeah, I have a special baseball. I throw down in the tunnel. So I use that. I was stretching a lot during the between innings. Mel was telling me to do that, to go out and stretch and stay ready. And I was ready every time going down to, up to the mound. And doing my job and helping the team.
Why do you think your fastball is running a bit faster?
Pues tú crees que la recta está corriendo un poquito más rápido.
Ya todo, yo estoy más confiado, me siento mejor ya de confianza y nada, haciendo lo que yo sé hacer, así es que yo estaba haciéndolo en la liga menor y así es que tengo que hacerlo aquí. Nada, la confianza, solo eso.
My confidence is really high right now. That trust I have. Same way I was feeling in the minor league levels. I think that's kind of hitting right now. I feel very, very trustworthy there.
How do you build off of what you've done these last 2 starts specifically?
¿Y qué puedes tú construir en sí con todas estas últimas salidas que has hecho específicamente?
No, mala confianza. Me siento bien de salud. Me siento bien cuando salgo de juego y más que los muchachos me están ayudando mucho con el bate. Yo salgo a divertirme, como he dicho. Divirtiéndome en el juego, tratando de competir con los muchachos y dando lo mejor de mí. Eso es lo que está creando.
Yeah, besides that confidence, it's just that support I've been receiving from my teammates is something that actually helps a lot. Yeah, offense, of course, that help that they keep bringing with the bat. It gives me a lot of energy to go out there, get on the mound, and compete with all my teammates and win as many games as we can.
And speaking of the offense, what's it like watching Luis Arraez hit, and how happy are you that you don't have to face him?
Hablando de la ofensiva, ¿qué tal ver a Luis Arraez batear y qué tan feliz está de que no tienes que enfrentarte a él?
Gracias, Dios. increíble como ese muchacho se pone ahí en el home y solo de tirarle la bola y ya, eso es, y está en el mejor momento. Increíble verlo y estar con él, gracias a Dios. Demasiado bien. Creo que este año va a ser otra vez el bate. Tremendo trabajo. Uno tiene mucha confianza en él. Cuando él sale y hay gente, esa carrera viene. Tremendo trabajo que está haciendo, en verdad.
No, I gotta say, thank God. Yeah, I don't have to face him. It's something very important. But it's unbelievable to see him, the way he hits. The ball, any ball that is not nearby is a base hit. The talent that he has, unbelievable. It's just, at the end of the day, he's in his prime. And it's very, very unbelievable to see him all the talent that he has. I'm very thankful for all his help, and I don't have to face him.
All right, we're right back at it this afternoon. A 1:40 first pitch from Lone Depot Park, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 1:10. Marlins looking to sweep the Oakland A's out of the 305. We hope you can join us. Let's flip the M together, Miami. Thanks for rewinding with us. This is the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.